We're continuing the discussion of Yiras Chet, the idea of having fear of sin. As we mentioned the other day, fear of sin is something that is a key quality, or one of the top qualities that one should be able to look for in an individual. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky continues in Orchos Yosher, explaining that the idea is that you have to understand that the more a person is aware and distances himself away from sin, the more he's given an extra shmir, an extra protection. Shemayim will prevent him, heaven will prevent him from stumbling because he is careful to not sin. So why doesn't a person sin? You'll tell me, oh, because he's careful, he doesn't sin. No, he gets an extra level of divine protection in order that he wouldn't actually sin. He'll be protected in proportion to his caution and his fear. Again, why is he doing it? He doesn't want to sin against Hashem. We discussed sin is this poison. So same way someone is going to be so careful about not touching certain things if they have an allergy to it, not going near certain things because it's deadly to them, so too a sin, a person is super careful. So that level of caution and fear is going to give him a greater level of protection. So we have many people that have had it amongst the Jewish people because they're so careful about the sin. They don't want to sin. Therefore, they give them extra from Shemayim. They're given extra protection. In contrast, says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, in Orchos Yosher, someone whose fear of sin is weak will have a weaker level of divine providence, a divine protection from Shemayim. And he's certainly at greater risk of failing and violating all types of sins. Hashem should protect us from this. So we think sometimes in our world that, you know, the reason why a person stumbled is just whatever, this is what Hashem has chosen for him, or whatever, you know, it happened accidentally. No, the answer is you're missing out on divine protection because you yourself are not careful. Since you're not careful, you lose that merit of having divine protection. The Gemara in Sota tells us, "B'midah shada modeh b'modin lo," and the measure that you measure, that's the measure that you are going to be measured. So if it takes the matter lightly, and he's not afraid, and it's not so important to him, why should he get protection from it? Hashem says, you don't really care, I'm not giving you extra protection. He is left abandoned and vulnerable to every event. And since he's so likely to be pulled into committing every type of sin, obviously, his wisdom cannot endure. And that's why the Mishnah says, "Kol Masha Yiras Cheto Gedola." So then, his wisdom cannot endure, and he has no divine assistance to be able to protect him. The more fear of sin, the more he's concerned about sinning from this poison. The more fear of sin one has, the more divine assistance he has in all matters. That is why Yiras Chet is such an amazing and important thing that Chazal have said. It's the key to everything over here. This will give you the greatest divine protection. Just to mention a couple of stories that he does quote in this idea, and that is a little bit about Yiras Chet and how a person can recognize this. The famous story, which we might have mentioned once before, and that is not long ago, a group of high school boys came to visit Rav Chaim Kanievsky. They came with their Rebbe, and they went to get a bracha from the Gadol Hador. One by one they approached, and each time he gave them a bracha. Gave him bracha, atzlacha. But something odd happened. When one of the students came by, Rav Chaim ignored him completely. The boy didn't know what to do. Why didn't he give him a bracha? In his disappointment, he went to his Rebbe. He ran over to me and told him, the Gadol Hador didn't give me a bracha. Don't worry, said the Rebbe, it's okay. He must have not noticed you. He thought you already received a bracha. Go to the back of the line. Wait your turn to get a bracha. So he went, he waited to the back of the line, and it came time to him again. So he was ignored. And the Rebbe stood by, he says, Moreno, Rav, Rav Chaim, I don't understand, perhaps you didn't notice, but this boy had not yet received a bracha from the Rav. And Rav Chaim lowered his eyes and said, how can I give a bracha to a Jew who doesn't observe the prohibition of eating milk and meat together? There was a dead silence in the room. The boy broke into tears and ran outside. So the Rebbe followed him. How does the Rav know this? How do you know this, says the boy? It's true, lately I haven't been careful to wait 6 hours for meat and milk, but I can't understand how Rav Chaim was able to know this. No one knows it but me. In front of all of his classmates, a student announced that from then on, he would do complete tshuva and undertake to wait 6 full hours for meat and milk, as commanded by the Torah, by Halacha. His Rebbe took his hand and went back inside to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. This time, when the Rav saw the boy, he joyfully blessed him to merit a great bracha and hatzlacha in his life. The Rebbe then asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky, how did you know that this boy was not careful about meat and milk? Ruach HaKodesh? No, said Rav Chaim, not at all. I saw on his forehead a very prominent image of a goat. Chazal say that when a person who does not observe the stricture against eating milk with meat will have the image of a goat in his forehead, that was how I knew that he was not observing it. Amazing that, there's so much that we're missing and that everybody in the great Gedolim know in these things. So that's one. The other thing just to mention over here, that Rav Chaim tells us that if we do find ourselves stumbling in different halachos, whether it's dairy and meat, and what can we do? Whatever things, maybe it's Hilchos Shabbos, what should we do? We obviously are lacking a sense of Yira. We're lacking Yiras Chait. If we're stumbling in it, remember, every time we're violating a sin, it's not because, oops, it happened, it's because it's a sign that we're lacking some level of fearing the sin itself, a violation of it. So what should you do? So Rav Chaim told the person who was having a hard time eating milk and meat, and not separating, he told him to learn the halachos of it. Same thing with the person who was violating Shabbos, even accidental Shabbos. So he told him, learn Hilchos Shabbos. Someone who's missing Shema at the proper time should learn the laws of Shema. So people had asked him, what's behind it? What's the reason why learning is going to help? So number one, he said, by reviewing the halachos, the person will learn to be more careful. And there's also tshuva in this transgression. When a person learns the halachos, there's a level of tshuva associated as well. Besides the very fact that he's learning halacha will serve as a merit to save him from the sin in the future.